Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I was witness for a very strange conversation in the office just before we came on air this afternoon. You know Ant, who works upstairs?
Yeah.
He sits in that little office, like, just working away all day, doesn't he, by himself?
He does.
And he has started going to the gym recently, and he has forgotten his kit today, so asked everybody in the office if anybody had any shorts that they could borrow. Now, is that me just thinks that's a little bit wrong?
Why is that wrong?
Because they're someone else's.
So?
Yeah, that's weird. He asked Matt Fincham, and Matt Fincham was like, I do have some, but I'd rather not lend them to you.
Well, that's just rude.
He did ask me, but unfortunately I don't go to that gym, so.
Right, okay, because the gym is right near Radio 1.
I would have quite liked to have seen him wear my shorts, though.
Hang on, he asked you, but because you don't go to that gym...
Oh, no, I didn't have my kit with me, as
well. Oh, right, I see.
Well, what was he going to wear?
I could just say that I don't go to the gym, but then that makes me seem lazy, which is...
No, well, that isn't true.
No, that's not true at all.
There's nothing wrong with lending him his shorts.
I don't think that's true. I think that's a bit weird.
I said that our boss had brought his jogging bottoms in today and tried to fix them up that way, but that wasn't going anywhere.
Presumably he wears something under the shorts.
But even so, I don't... Would you lend someone your shorts?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
If they... Who? Who in the office would you lend your shorts to?
Well, if people asked, I would...
Okay, then who wouldn't you like to lend them to?
Probably Matt Fincham.
Right, okay. Who is in the office shorts would you like to wear or borrow?
Well, anyone that was the same size or bigger. I'd look a bit stupid in some skinny ones' shorts.
Mate, someone suggested we should have a communal box.
No, that's dirty.
No, one kit for the whole of the office, and then a rota as to who washes it at the weekend.
Yeah, and I was like, yes, and I could take it in turns to wash them once a week.
To fight very hard there not to do a communal box joke.
Communal box of shorts and gym wear and sportswear and stuff, so people do forget them. You could just go to the box, simply pick up a leotard, and then off you go to the gym.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know whether they were clean or dirty.
You wouldn't. But you're quite happy to lend and be lended.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd feel comfortable wearing Anne's shorts.
I would have something underneath, and as long as the person that was borrowing my shorts wasn't flopping around in them, then it'd be fine.
Yeah, he's going to have to go vest and pants, isn't he? Ever been to a library, Scott? Other people have read those books too, you know, says that texter.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Did Anne actually get some shorts to borrow in the end? Did anyone lend him? You know, they want to know the conclusion to the story. No, they didn't in the end. Nobody, well, a lot of people didn't have some, and the people that did have shorts or jogging bottoms, they didn't want to give them over. So in the end, he did actually go to the gym in his vest and pants and do it there at LA Fitness. It's 4:22 on Radio 1. That was Steve McQueen by The Automatic. I don't think I was the teenage Steve McQueen.
Really?
No, really not.
Who were you the teenage?
I was more the teenage Rick Waller.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I was a big lad. I was the teenage Steve Strange more than Steve McQueen, I think.
I think I was the teenage Ting Tong Maca What's It.
You were the teenage Ting Tong Macadangna.
Yeah.
I was the teenage Matt Lucas. Who is Chappers the teenage? You can say what you like because he's not here at the moment because something's happening in the world of sport.
This is the first time since I've been on the show, which I think was March, where I've seen him do something.
I know. Could you
is
see
that unfair to say? He did actually just buzz through and say, I've got to do some work. I'm like, what do you normally do when you're sat out there then?
Look at him, he's ferociously typing away now. Don't make that sign.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I know who you were the teenage, Chappers.
Who?
You were the teenage Victor Meldrew. Something exciting going on in the world of sport.
Something very exciting is going on in the world of sport, yeah.
Are you going to tell
us now?
Yeah.
Chelsea have just sacked Luis Felipe Scolari.
No.
Yeah, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
Are you in shock?
Will he be brought back like Louis Walsh was on X Factor?
I very much doubt it.
Wow.
No. He'll probably get a better payoff than Louis Walsh would get on X Factor. But, yeah, so that's just happened in the last 10 minutes.
More on this at 4:30.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Quite a few people have noticed the similarity between that Flo Rida record of the week that we just played. Between that and this.
wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, stick and they stab a friend.
Adam's family.
They do what they wanna do, say what they wanna say, live how they wanna live, play how they wanna play, dance how they wanna dance, stick and they stab a friend. Adam's family.
Walk out the house with my swagger, hop in there with Joe, I got places to go.
That's frightening, that.
Frightening, yeah. You know this auditioned, for the auditions for the Chelsea job?
No, I've just been trying to explain to Becky that it's unlikely that there'll be an audition process. Well, I did say to her, if she wants to audition, then just to head down to Stamford Bridge, yeah.
Does seem like a really good job.
Really
just
good
get
job.
Paid loads. And then have to leave.
Yeah, and then you probably get a massive payoff.
Yeah.
And that's brilliant. And then, loads of money. Oh, sorry, are you going to do this next?
Yeah, but I couldn't have summed it up better than you, to
okay,
be honest.
Right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Also, as you may know, for comic relief, they've got different people who are climbing up the mountain to do the speaking clock. We knew that Chris Moores was on it last week. Gary Barlow was on it.
Fern.
And Fern Cotton. Blowing kisses, wasn't she? Do you know who's on today?
No, who's on today?
Well, it's Cheryl Cole.
Excellent.
Are you excited by that?
Yeah, very.
Okay. Now listen to this.
Cheryl Cole here. The time for comic relief is 4, 47 and 10 seconds.
To tell you the truth, she's been there all day.
Cheryl Cole here.
She sounded a bit fed up.
The time for comic relief is 4, 47 and 20 seconds.
Is she actually live then?
Cheryl Cole here.
Are you serious?
The time for comic relief is 4:47.
You just said she'd been there all day.
No,
she does sound a bit bored.
It's a recording. Is Cheryl Cole going to sit there all day going, "Hi, Cheryl Cole here. The time is all day for 24 hours.
Well, she might have done for comic relief.
I don't think so.
I would.
I think she sounds all right myself.
Cheryl Cole here. The time for comic relief is 4:47 and 50.
Oh, bye. She's so bored she cut herself off.
Maybe she doesn't like you criticising her.
How did that work?
Is that the first time the speaking clock's ever hung up on somebody?
Yeah, I've just been hung up by the speaking clock.
Take the hint.
That's not what you want, though, is it? She just sounds like she's in a bit of a mar.
She doesn't. She sounds to me
Cheryl
like
Cole here!
Sounds to me like maybe she was a bit late for the recording and
Cheryl
was in a rush.
Cheryl Cole here. The time for
it doesn't work with the music, though.
4:48... and 20 seconds.
When Fern was doing it, it worked perfectly well with the Barry White. Now listen.
Cheryl Cole here. The time for comic relief is 4:48 and 30 seconds.
I feel like squeezing you.
Cheryl Cole here.
All right,
the
Cheryl.
Time for comic.
I hung up that time.
Well, that's one all then.
Yeah,
well done, you.
Thank you.
That's shown the speaking clock, hasn't it?
Do you know who I'd quite like to do the speaking clock?
Who?
The person, you know, the Barry Island texter that texts in. If you've not heard this, we were playing these last week, Becky. You would have loved it.
I heard some of them when I made the podcast this morning.
Did
and
you,
I
Mun?
Was actually crying, yeah.
Loads of people love these. It's, they say Mun and Doot a lot in their text.
Dada's ferret shot up his trousers and bit his conkers, Doot Mun. Mr. von Flukenhofen's got Blodwin sitting on his lap, Doot. He's as red as a beetroot, Mun.
This person just texts in all the time. There's like 500 now of just Muns and Doots. And now we're getting loads of people doing it on the text. And it's hard to tell. I know we've got the number, but it's hard to tell at first glance which one's which.
Yeah, but when you read them, you can tell the original Dootman, can't you?
Yeah, you can.
When we went to South Sea, we went to see Mary's Rose. Went to Hailing Island, but what a nitmare. We caught a hovercraft to ride and it nearly sunk. We were in paper. Blodwin got stuck at the roof lifter.
There's still been more coming in today as well.
A hovercraft.
Imagine if the posh lady from Radio 4 reading out the text from Dootmon was the speaking clock. That would be my ideal.
And the third Doot, the time will be 4:31 and 20 seconds, Mum. Doot, Doot, Doot. And the third Doot, the time will be 5:17 and 30 seconds, Mum.
Get that on tomorrow. Radio 1 Podcasts. Right, don't laugh, because this is a Christmas present that I only got given on Friday night, because the person, who's a very good friend of mine, okay, I've not seen them, well, they can't be that good, because I've not seen them since before Christmas.
but they're still a great friend.
Yeah, and they gave me a really nice present for my Christmas present, which I opened on Friday night, and it is
a file of facts.
A file of facts off the 80s. But it's good for me. Look at all the different sections. I never had one.
Why do you...
I like it's got a thing in the back for telephone numbers.
You can kind of put them in your phone now, can't you? Yeah. But you have a phone that does everything for you. Why do you need that?
I just like the paper element. And I like that you can get all the religious festivals
right.
for 2009 in it.
Okay.
And a world temperature guide.
Yeah, but you can do that on your, get that on your phone.
And also, what's this?
That's members of the European Union.
You can, yeah, it tells you all the members of the European Union in 2009. So thanks to my friend for getting this for me. Yep. I knew you were going to take the mick out of this, and don't, because it's a good
thing. Hang on.
Have you still got the fake credit card that comes free in it in the front? Oh, no, you've taken that out.
What?
Normally they put, you know, like to show that you can put your cards in there, they put fake... Oh.
Right, I'm not taking the mick, it's obviously a very thoughtful present.
Really
but
nice.
But I'm just not 100% sure it's the right thing for you.
Why?
Because you'll have lost it by tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
I still like it at the moment. It's my favourite present, so thank you to that person. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
You know when you say this very good friend that bought you your file of facts?
Yeah.
You know when you said that you hadn't seen them since before Christmas?
Yeah.
How long before Christmas was it?
About October.
Right, October...
2008,
not
yeah.
October 1988.
No.
Right, okay.
I'm just telling you, people at university right now are saying that file of facts are back.
I'm not, can I just point out, I'm not laughing at file of facts or people who own file
Good.
Of facts. It just,
I'll be offended.
Just doesn't really suit you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott, it's 5:12, and Alicia Dixon's here. Hiya.
Hello.
How are you?
Really good, thanks.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I think the last time I saw you was on...
X Factor.
X Factor. We had to sit on those stools and say what we thought.
Yes, and we was annoyed that Laura White went home.
Yes, we were.
Yes.
Yeah. So you, I know you were doing the BAFTAs last night, weren't you, on the red carpet?
I did, yeah. What a mad night that was. It was the longest hour of my life, I have to say.
Why?
Well, because I was presenting it with Steve Jones, and he was further down the red carpet, more closer to where the actors and actresses were arriving. So he was getting all the great actresses, and I was just there, like, twiddling my thumbs.
Yeah. Hello!
And then my talkback went in my ear, and then literally they was just going, and you're live, and it was like, okay, we're here, and it's raining, and the atmosphere is buzzing, and I must have said that for a good 20 minutes with no content. But I did get to interview Dev Patel, who was great, yeah. Patrick Stewart, Michael Sheen, Penelope Cruz. Yeah, so it was fun.
It's not a bad list.
No.
No, that's a good list. No, that was, I was really excited to meet Dev Patel because I love Slumdog.
Yeah.
I think it's a wicked film.
So this was for the E! Channel, wasn't it, last night?
Yeah.
And it was raining and cold, probably, wasn't it?
It was classic British weather.
But you must have met some good people.
I did, yeah. Penelope was great. Yeah. And as I said, like meeting Dev Patel, he was lovely. And, yeah.
And I know that Brad and Angelina came, didn't they?
They did, yes. They
didn't win a thing.
Is that moustache? Is that for a part?
I just
wondered, I've seen all the pictures, whether he has that moustache for a part or not.
Or a joke, is what you mean.
Not a joke, no.
I don't know.
They won't be coming back, will they?
Everyone was so excited when they hit the red carpet, but I don't think, they didn't speak to E.
So you spoke to two people and then went home?
Do you know what? I just couldn't. It was so cold by the end of it, I couldn't feel my fingers or my toes.
But you still got gloves on to prove it, haven't you?
There you go.
So you didn't go to the awards?
No, I just wanted to go back to my hotel and chill because I knew I had to get up really early this morning.
Mm.
And I knew if I went to the awards and went to the dinner, wouldn't have been going to bed early.
Yeah.
So I was being professional.
And it probably goes on for ages, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I watched the edited down version, which was great. You know, just get straight to the hardcore awards rather than all those little in-between ones.
Yeah. Do you get invited to a lot of awards?
Yeah.
Because we've had this on the show before. Mm. Rob Brydon hosts most of them. And because there are awards for everything now, aren't there? Like, you'd have, like...
Yeah, anything.
We had the Sausage Roll Awards.
Yeah, Sausage Roll.
Someone texted in about that.
How do you win a sausage roll award?
Well, it's just the people that make the sausage rolls, obviously. It's like the Oscars of the sausage roll making world.
I suppose it gives people something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Obviously the people like yourself that present awards quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the celebrities who go to the award ceremonies, and then you have to sit there and have a meal with the sausage roll makers for Oh, so what do? Oh, so you put the meat in, do you? Oh. Do you have to do that a lot? Sit on the table and make small talk?
It's always funny when you go to the awards and you get the dinner, and it's always... I like my food, and you get these tiny little portions. You have to wait about an hour before they finish serving everybody else. But, yeah, sometimes the food is nice.
What's the weirdest award ceremony you've been to so far, Alicia?
The weirdest?
Or, like, you know, have you been to any strange ones?
I don't want to say.
You nearly said something then.
I did, and then I thought...
It started with sat.
And then I thought, I'm not going to get invited back if I say that. No, they're all good. They're always a good night out. They're always interesting. I'm looking forward to the Brits this year.
South something, isn't it?
Yeah.
South.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh. Okay, I'll keep guessing. Yeah, the Brits will be good this year.
Yeah, the Brits will be cool. I'm looking forward to that, presenting a show for Brits backstage as well.
Cool.
And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, the moustache, by the way, the Brad moustache is for the new Tarantino film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
There, see? That's why.
Thanks. Oh.
So, soon you're climbing that big hill for Comic Relief.
Yes.
Other people on the climb are Gary Barlow.
Yes.
Do you know all these people quite well, all these people that are going with you?
Yeah.
So it'll be all right. It's not like that awkward kind of, hi, I'm Alicia, and you
no,
must
no,
be Gary.
No, no, be cool.
Okay. Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
Ronan Keating.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be there. Cheryl Cole. Kimberly off Girls Aloud. Denise Van Outen. Fern Cotton and Ben Shepherd. Who do you think from all that lot is going to be the best laugh?
The best laugh? Probably Chris.
Yeah.
Unless he, you know,
unless
gets all
he
emotional
what?
On the mountain and goes into himself. No, what? Because apparently when you get up there, it's quite a, you know, you go through these moments where it's quite dark, and when you're struggling physically to get up there, we've heard that it can be quite challenging.
And then you cry.
Well, who knows? We'll see. Mm. I mean, I think that it's a really good team of people. I'm sharing a tent with Cheryl and Kimberly, so we'll have...
Good morning.
Now and Chris, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bless him. Chris is going to keep me warm.
Can I come
it's
in?
It's going to be minus 30.
Oh, God. Now, the thing is, Cheryl might be in a bit of a mard at the moment.
She might be what?
In a bit of a mard.
What do you mean?
Right, in a bit of a mood.
No.
Have you heard today's speaking clock?
Oh, I did, what's yeah.
It? Cheryl Cole here.
I thought she sounded great.
The time for Comic Relief is 5:17:50.
She sounds scary.
No, she doesn't. She sounds like a person that was asked to do a talking clock. I think she'll be fine.
Have you done it?
I haven't, no.
Oh.
No.
But it must be get boring. They're sitting there all day like, hi, Alicia Dixon here. The time is now 5:18:05.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that
Beep.
Bit. I'm going out there a couple of days earlier than everybody else to spend some time with people out there. You know what? It's going to be the experience of a lifetime.
Yeah, of course.
And obviously, the more people that get behind us, the better. You know, I think it's a great, great opportunity.
Yeah. You know Ronan Keating?
Yeah.
You obviously know him quite well.
Yeah.
He's a lovely, lovely guy.
Mm-hmm.
I do really like him, but I think he's the one that's most likely to bring a guitar.
No.
Oh, come on.
Nobody's going to bring a guitar. We've got to climb a mountain.
But there's
the
always
luggage.
Someone on a camping trip brings a guitar. And you can just imagine it. Tomorrow's never come. All right, Ronan. Who bought the guitar?
You need someone to bring, like, a harmonica or something. Something small and practical that's not going to weigh you down.
Can you not see that Ronan would be the one that brings the guitar?
If it was a normal camping trip, maybe, yeah, but not lugging it up Kilimanjaro.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
after you've cooked your baked potatoes on the open fire, then you get the guitar comes out. Oh, give it a rest, Ro. Either that or Ben Shepherd will bring the guitar.
Why? What do you know?
I just think he would. And he'll want
to
play.
Be the first person ever will by want to kick off the mountain.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? Is there going to be anyone you don't get on with?
No, I think I'll get on with everybody, but I think I might annoy some of them.
But how?
Because I've got a really annoying laugh and I talk a lot, and they'll
we
probably be just
laugh.
They'll probably want to be concentrating on walking, and I'll be chatting away.
We've noticed that you have exactly the same laugh as who?
Motley?
No.
Sid James?
No.
A crow?
No.
Okay.
A Mel off of Sugar Babes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's freaky.
Chappers, say something to make Alicia laugh now.
Well, I don't have to.
And now here's a Mel's laugh. If that's the same.
That's freaky. Mystique used to have a stylist called Cynthia who styles the Sugar Babes. And when Emil first joined Sugar Babes, Cynthia said, you are really like her. Like, you laugh the same. Blah, blah, blah. That's quite freaky.
Yeah, that is quite freaky.
Maybe we're sisters.
I don't think now's the place, Alicia.
Well, I never know with my dad.
Jeremy Kyle.
Oh, people would say, how many brothers and sisters you got? I always say, well, officially, I've got five. Unofficially, I can't tell you.
Oh, you're brilliant.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now, let's talk about the training, because obviously you're going up this big hill for Comet Relief. It's a red-nosed climb. Are you all right? Because Gary Barlow was saying a bit earlier, he was a bit concerned that you're not.
Why are they all worried about me? I'm a Dixon. I'll be fine.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why are they so worried about you?
Well, it's just coincidence, obviously, that my single has happened to come out now, so my promotional schedule's been really intense, and I haven't really had much time to train as I would like to. Okay. Somebody sent me a message on Facebook going, oh, I think you're letting everybody down, and you should have never accepted Gary's offer because, you know, you're not taking it seriously. I was like, are you having a laugh? This is the most serious thing I'm ever going to do in my life, and I am taking it seriously, and I, you know, I wish I had more time to train, but I don't. Tell them, Phil.
Diary is bananas.
That's Phil. And he runs Alicia's diary.
He's and responsible.
Actual quote.
The rest of Atlantic.
Actual quote. The diary is bananas.
It's bananas.
So, yeah, see?
So take that,
have
person
that,
on
Gary.
Facebook.
I have gone out on long walks and I'm relatively quite fit and I've done some treadmill work. But obviously, if I had my way, I'd be walking for 3 hours every day. But I don't have a spare 3 hours unless I walk at 2 a.m.
Hmm. Are you taking mini outfits on the climb?
Mini outfits?
Well, you like a frock, Alicia.
Yeah, but I've just resigned myself to the fact that I'm going to be minging on the mountain. I'm going to be the one with the big frizzy hair and all the girls are going to be looking beautiful, aren't they? And I'm just going to be like, oh, God, there she is. The token frizz on the mountain. But no, I went and brought some mountain gear the other day, got, you know, sorted out myself with some nice gear because the trousers they sent me was swinging around my ankles and they didn't fit. Yeah,
no,
so I got, you know, as long as I get my kit right, we'll be fine.
Now, we should talk about how you donate for this. I'll tell you what, this is impressive, right? From the people that have donated already, thank you so much, because it's already one listeners. And so far, we have made £65,706.
That's amazing.
And even in Kilimanjaro,
that is absolutely amazing.
So thank you very much. Wow. This is for the Red Nose Climb. Lots of celebs like Alicia are going up Kilimanjaro. We need your money for Comet Relief. That is amazing. Thank you so much if you donated already. If you would like to, go online. You'll see it as soon as you get to the homepage.
Rednoseday.com you can go to as well.
You can. Or bbc.co.uk/radio1. You'll find it as soon as you get there. It's dead easy.
Cool.
Are you taking, what are you going to take? Provisions up there, like chocolate and stuff?
I'm going to take a stash of minstrels.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing. It's the food of choice.
Chocolate
of choice.
No,
I know.
It's got to be comfort food. Obviously, the iPod, standard.
Yeah, yeah.
Pen and pad, you know, something to write how I'm feeling down.
A pet? Did you say a pet?
No, pet. Pen.
I thought you said your pet.
You're taking me dog, Roxy. Lots of sweets, frutellas, comfort food.
They do say, though, don't they, the Kilimanjaro climbers, that minstrels are...
The best thing, Denise went out and sent me some tips, and one of the tips was 2 weeks before you go, you have to stock up on all your carbs, eat as much as you want.
Amazing.
It's brilliant.
So now, did she do that genuinely, or is she trying to make you look a bit of a porker compared to her for the photo shoot at the start of the climb?
Any excuse to eat lots of food, I'm in it. So well, that's the only tip I've been following so far.
Now, obviously, sometimes it does happen on these climbs where you have to give people CPR, doesn't it, chappers?
Does it?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, right. I'm just saying this because I heard this the other day, right? Somebody told me this, and I've just looked it up, and it's true.
Mm.
You know the track Staying Alive by the Bee Gees?
Yeah.
Right? Here it is. I've just looked this up, right? This tip helps rescuers keep the proper rate while doing CPR because this track is 103 beats per minute, right?
Wow.
Which is exactly the same amount of beats you need to regulate to keep somebody alive.
That is a great fact.
Yeah.
What made you decide to look that up?
No, because someone told me it the other day, and I was like, that's not true, and it is true.
That'd be good music just to listen to on the iPod, Staying Alive. You know, thinking about putting a little compilation of songs together that keep me motivated while walking, like Climb Every Mountain, Every Step I Take, all them kind of songs.
But if you do the chest compressions to the beat of Bee Gees' Staying Alive, they will. How good is that?
That's very
brilliant.
Good.
Brilliant.
Would you try that on Chappers
Thank
now?
Thank you, Dr. Mills. <'Cause> I think if she tried that on me, my heartbeat might go a lot faster than 103.
You can see it working, though, right?
Yeah.
Go. One, two, three, four. You're still alive. You're still alive.
One, two, three, four. Still alive. Ah.
Love it.
Very good.
Well, listen, very best of luck for the big climb.
Thank you.
It'll be fine.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm nervous, but it's, you know, it's going to be an experience of a lifetime, and we're going to go into it and give it 120%.
Remember, if you want to donate, it's rednose.com or bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Yeah.
We're going to play your lovely track, Brief Slow.
Thank you.
Will you stay around and play a game of Oh, What's Occurring with us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Don't be scared, Alicia. We're just playing a little fun play-along
Babes,
game.
I'm not scared of anything.
Okay, then, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
What's occurring?
Three questions.
She's about to go Kilimanjaro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't really think this is going to be particularly scary, do you?
What's occurring?
It's off Gavin and Stacey.
I love it, love it.
Okay. Today it's Alicia Dixon playing Oh, What's Occurring with Chappers and with Becky. Hi.
Hi.
So it's a three-way, which could get really confusing for me and my scores.
Mm.
Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Alicia Dixon?
Yeah.
Right. She's got this song out, the one before this one,
yeah.
Right, called The Boy Does Nothing.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
It's really good. Right, what is the next line, Chappers, to this song?
I got a man with two left feet.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't fair.
What's the next line?
And when he dances to the beat? No?
Here it is.
Oh, I got a man with two left feet. And when he dances, not to the beat.
God.
No, not to the
beat. Sorry, it's my backwards songwriting. Dan dances not to the beat.
Right, everyone knows that song, yeah?
Yeah.
We asked seven people on the streets today of Great Britain, what is the next line of that song, The Boy Does Nothing by Alicia Dixon? How many out of seven would get it right and get the next line? How much of that song?
Who's that question to?
All of us.
Oh, I reckon none.
None?
Yeah, because people always make up their own lyrics, don't they? They never quite get them 100% right, unless they're a die-hard fan.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you're saying none?
I'm saying none.
All right. Becky?
Two.
Let's see how much of it's in the nation's psyche. Chappers.
Well, we also go on Stupid Street, don't we, when we talk to people? So.
Generally, yeah, we do, yeah.
Hang on. Right, so...
Where's that street?
Not far away from
not
here.
Not far away from here, I don't think. What did you say?
Two.
I'll go three, then.
All right. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's go on to Stupid Street again, and... See how many people knew the next line of The Boy Does Nothing.
I got a man with two left feet.
And a girl with two right hands.
So, that's a no.
Did you think about that one?
And a girl with two right hands.
A girl with two right hands. Yeah, I like that one. Okay.
Next.
I got a man with two left feet.
And two right arms.
That's a no then.
I got a man with two left feet.
And he can dance to the beat, doesn't he?
No, that was still wrong.
Wrong, but
you said, and he can dance to the beat.
Yeah, still wrong.
I got a man with two left feet.
And he doesn't know how to eat.
Now that rhymes.
Yeah, you should have thought of that. Right, if she got there first, you'd have nicked that. And he doesn't know how to eat. All right, I'm having that. That's going to go in. Next.
I got a man with two left feet.
And he's got two left arms.
Still haven't got one.
I got a man with two left feet.
And he stands very still.
One more.
I got a man with two left feet.
Living doll.
Yeah, I was right, I knew it.
Oh, you were right.
Yeah, I'm a realist.
It's that they know the tune, but they're like,
yeah, of course. It's the same with everybody. I always make up my own lyrics to songs.
Yeah. So, Alicia Dixon.
Hang on, Living Doll.
I know. I'd like to hear that one again.
I got a man with two left feet.
Living Doll.
Alicia gets the point.
Oh, yeah. What's that the end of the game?
No.
Oh, good, because I like this.
Okay, good.
I like to win.
All right, good. Competitive, aren't you?
I am, actually, yeah.
Right, you know Question Time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't often watch it, to be fair. If you've not seen it, it's a late night kind of political discussion programme on the BBC with politicians being asked questions by members of the public in the audience. Would you go on that, Chappers, if they asked you?
Would I go on it?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, but I don't think I'll ever get asked to go on it.
But you would like to go on Question Time.
Yeah, why not?
Well, let's put it out there, shall we? Alicia, would you go on Question Time?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that Alicia's more likely to get asked than me at the moment.
Well, Will Young said yes.
Did he?
He did, yeah. That's right.
And he was on it last week. Fair play to him, because I wouldn't go on at all. They'd eat me alive. Now, in the heat of political discussion, on Question Time, how many times did Will Young say the word...
A lot, because he uses that in his general... talking.
All right. What do you think? How many are you saying?
In what space of time? The whole show?
Yeah.
In 1 hour?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a toughie.
That is a toughie.
30 times.
30 times, says Alicia. What are you saying, Becky?
Well, he doesn't talk for the whole time, does he?
No, but it could be like four sections.
25
don't
times.
Don't give me clues.
Alright, 25 times.
Chappers?
70.
70 times?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's the curling?
What's the curling?
Here's Will Young talking politics on Question Time.
Will Young. I absolutely, I think this is a, I agree with you, what you were saying. I don't know really about this.
Wow! Thank God it wasn't 70 times.
I know.
Would have been here all night.
It was 20.
You tried to start counting those, didn't
I
you?
Did.
Then,
yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Then gave up. It was 26 times.
Ooh, well done.
So it's Alicia 1, Becky 1.
Right. Ah. Oh!
What's occurring?
You love that, don't you?
Love it!
Right, okay, we've got one more.
Okay.
Recently, we've had a phantom texter texting in from Barry Island, we think, in Wales, right?
Cool.
And you can tell which one it is because he always puts the words mun and doot in
mun
his text.
Mun and doot.
Okay, so this is one of the texts read out by a posh lady from Radio 4, but this is a typical example of the text that we get.
We had a nice time in Bognor Regis, doot. Don lad caught his dinkle in the deck chair, mun.
And they just... They just keep coming through like that. There's hundreds of them.
Mr. von Flukenhoffen's got Blodwin sitting on his lap, doot. He's as red as a beetroot, mun. Dada was in a play, doot, dressed in a nylon stocking. It was called Miss Marple and the Phantom Skirt Lifter.
And they just keep coming like that.
Hilarious. Now, what could you possibly ask?
I know. Well, the man with mun and doot in all his texts... We have got some of these read out by the Radio 4 lady, and we made a call today to Radio 1 Reception. How long could I keep the person on the other end of the phone at Radio 1 Reception on the phone for just with my random text from the Doot Mun Man from Barry Island?
Ooh.
Chappers, go first.
Oh, well, it depends who was on Radio 1 Reception. Can you...
I can't tell you
I haven't got a point on this blooming quiz for about 2 weeks. I will say 22 seconds.
22 for Chappers. Alicia?
I reckon a minute 20.
Becky?
Becky knows, don't
yeah,
you, Becky?
Yeah, I bet she does. She'll go tactical and just go 23-1.
Yeah, like
23.
Yeah, like in
23
middle,
seconds.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder what the point is, Lisa, you know. It's meant to be fun, but you know, when people take it as seriously,
it just takes the fun out of the whole
it does, really.
Yeah. Game, you know?
It does. Let's find out.
Oh, what's a curtain?
Can you do that again, please? I like it.
Oh, what's a curtain?
Okay, here is us calling Radio 1 reception. Mon.
Hello, you're in reception.
Noddy had snow in Barry since 1926, Mun.
Sorry?
I'm making a leek and broccoli flan with Welsh cheese and onion, with a bit of Monster Munch.
OK.
Tar for the macaroons, doot.
Macaroons? What are macaroons, if you don't mind me asking? It's a bit...
You left Dada's teeth on ironing board, blood, Mun.
But what are macaroons? What's the macaroons in relation to?
Neris phoned. She's stuck in bath with a plunger. Toe stuck, doot. We had a nice time in Bognor Regis, doot. Don lad caught his dinkle in the deck chair, Mun.
How did I land one of it?
Doot.
Hello?
Morgan. Morgan, Mun.
Morgan who? Do you know his surname?
Uncle Morgan the organ. On a space hopper, playing the flute, Mun.
No, sorry.
Mr. von Flukenhofen's got Bloodwin sitting on his lap, doot. He's as red as a beetroot, Mun.
No, well, there's not Morgan the organ here, Mr. von Flukenhofen, as you so said. I'm sorry.
Mr. Papa Sokolu bad, Mun. He passed. He
no,
used Ouija
sorry.
Board. His head spanned round and he spat a sausage at us.
It was 1:22.
Yes, 2
Alicia
seconds
Dixon
out. Yay.
Whitewashes today's Oh What's
yeah.
a Curling.
Oh What's a Curling.
I love that. Thank you for coming and also showing them how it's done.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Alicia.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Andy.
Where are you, Andy?
In Liverpool.
How can I help?
It's about what you were saying before about staying alive being a good way to remember the rhythm for CPR.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this with Alicia earlier. If you want to do CPR, if you have to do CPR, then it's the same beat on the chest as Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. As Chappers will now demonstrate.
No, I can't, though, can I?
Do it on the desk. That is actual fact.
That's actually quite good for me because I have no rhythm or musical sense whatsoever and I actually stayed in time there.
Okay, so what are you saying, Andy?
Well, I've done a few first aid courses and on the ones I've been on, we've been taught to remember Nelly the Elephant. If you go through Nelly the Elephant twice, it actually gives you not only the right rhythm but the right number of beats to do before you have to do your rescue breath.
Oh, okay. Right, well, let's try and check that out now. So this is also good for CPR. It's Nelly the Elephant.
To Bombay, a travelling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again.
What happened, Andy?
Yeah.
I'm all over the place here.
What happens in the bit where they go? Whoa?
Well, it's only the fast bit you need to do it on. Just the Nelly the Elephant bit.
I thought you'd have to like run up to them like. Whoa, here I come.
Nelly the Elephant. Back to
I'm going to save your life in a minute, but first. Love you, Andy.
You're assessing the situation.
Yeah, maybe not.
Scott Mills. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Thanks for all your amazing texts on CPR. This is going to be just something else next time I have to save somebody's life, isn't it?
Well, I found Nelly the Elephant frighteningly difficult.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's more the staying alive.
Ellen, age 13, off of Bognor Regis, Mun, as she puts it on her text, says this is another great track to do CPR to. Another one bites the dust.
dust. Another one bites the dust.
Obviously, it does work.
Well, it does work.
But it's not very reassuring for the patient.
No.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, now people are just taking the mick out of my Filofax, which I have to say was given to me by one of my closest friends because they thought it'd be a nice Christmas present for me. I know it's quite late 80s slash 90s, but it's a nice present. I only got it on Friday, and I'm very pleased with it if you are listening now. I can tell you everything, religious festivals, international information.
Such a close friend.
Telephone
you
numbers.
You haven't seen them since 1988,
no,
have
I'd
you?
No, I haven't seen them since before Christmas. That's why I hadn't got my present. Quite a lot of people are now going, ooh, tell us when so-and-so is. Well, I can tell you when Ash Wednesday is, if you want.
When?
February 25th.
Right.
Yeah. Palm Sunday this year, April the 5th.
Pub Sunday?
Palm Sunday.
When's Pancake Day, please?
What will that be in? That's not religious festivals, is it?
Well, I just want to know. It's always in diaries, isn't it, Pancake Day?
No. Will it be in notable dates?
That's up to you to find. I'm not here to help you.
Is this going to take you a while?
Do you want me to narrow it down?
Who wants to know when Pancake Day is?
Me. And the one that doesn't speak. It's in February. That narrows it down.
It's not in notable dates.
Isn't it the...
Maybe they cancelled it.
Hang on. Isn't it the day before Ash...
It's sometimes known as another name. Oh, don't give them a clue, Chalmers.
February?
Yeah.
Oh my God. When did you say Ash? When did you say Ash Wednesday was it?
He's going to.
I'm going to the Legal Business Awards later this week.
Now, hang on a minute. Why are you going to the Legal Business Awards?
Just DJing. Stop looking at my Filofax, you. I'm just trying to find out.
Are you hosting it?
No, I'm not. I'm just DJing. Shrove Tuesday, the 24th of February.
So that'll be the day before Ash Wednesday then, Scott.
That's the day. Yes, that's right. Next to it is Ash Wednesday. Amazing.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Some people are saying we should make this a regular feature on the show where every night at 10 to 7 I read out a date from my Filofax. Hi, I'm Scott Mills. It's a date with Scott.
Smell my finger.
Date.
What? And then I have to smell your fingers every day after you've
date.
Given the date?
No, I nicked the music from Paris Hilton's
right, okay.
Smell my fingers. So this is how it would go. Yeah. May 31st, Pentecost. And we could do that every day.
People texting saying what they want to know and then you find the date for them.
Yeah.
Why have you underlined that one? Are you doing something special? Pentecost?
No, I couldn't see which
one
it was.
Oh, you traced it along to
I've
see
traced
what...
it along.
Oh, bless.
Hi, Scott. When's the Immaculate Conception? December the 8th. It's all in here. All in here. When's Advent Sunday, Scott? November 29th, you see?
Hang
this
on,
could be brilliant.
Don't do them all now.
Oh, sorry.
It's 3 days worth. You
okay.
Just ruined.
Idiot.
All right, that's coming up tomorrow at 10 to 7.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.